Well, hello and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And this is yours truly, Michael Wolfeld, naturopath, and I'm the staff naturopath for Purium Health Products. And I might add, as I like to do, one of the few companies in the entire health food industry that actually has a naturopath on their staff that is available to talk about health questions, products, and just about anything. In fact, I will share with you an interesting testimonial I had just the other day that I had a call from a lady who's been using our products for several years, and she had a very unusual situation. And it turned out there was nothing specifically more that she could use from Purium, but I did have some suggestions and told her about a particular doctor that was in the Atlanta, Georgia area that I thought could help her. And it turns out she actually contacted him, and he was very helpful. And she called me back, and she says, you know, she said, I don't think I've ever dealt with a company that actually has someone who's willing to refer someone to somebody else who has nothing to do with the company or the products. And I said, well, I'm a great believer that service precedes everything else. And if you're providing service, your needs will be fulfilled. And I'm a great believer in that. And, just wanted to share that with you because, and I'm not patting myself on the back, I'm patting all of you on the back because that's the type of company that we've been able to be because we have attracted, Purium has attracted really great members and customers who appreciate honest answers and quality products and products that don't contain binders and fillers and all sorts of garbage that really are not healthy. And that's really our claim to fame. You know, we make our own products. We are the manufacturer. And so that even gives us a big step forward lead over all the companies out there because most people do not manufacture their own products. In fact, Purium is a subsidiary, I should say, of Organic by Nature. And Organic by Nature is owned by Dave Sandoval and Amy Venner, who also own Purium. So it's just the way it's broken down. But Organic by Nature makes lots and lots of products for other companies who sell them under their label. And, you know, it's good business. But it just shows you how few people manufacture their own products and market them. So that really sets us apart. And, of course, the fact that we don't use the binders or the fillers or the excipients, and we've talked about this many times, is really very significant because those things are getting more and more publicity in terms of how bad they are for the health. Things like magnesium stearate, microcrystalline cellulose, you know, silica, all these kinds of things are not designed for the health of the body. They're designed for helping companies make products cheaper, which makes their profit go up. And, you know, unfortunately right now business is not about service. It's become more about how my bottom line looks. Well, we're different at Purium. And one of the main reasons we're different at Purium is that we are a small, you know, basically family-owned and operated company, and all of us use these products. And we want to use clean products. You know, we're not interested in using junk. So, you know, it might interest you to show you the difference. And this was just reported just a couple weeks ago, so this is common knowledge. This is, you know, I'm not making anything up here, and you can find it easily, several articles about it. But both the Obama family and the Romney family only eat organic food, which I give them credit for that. I mean, they're both smart enough to recognize that organically grown food is healthy and healthier than conventionally grown food and certainly far superior in almost every way to genetic engineered food. I think, you know, we all know that. And but at the same time, while they both buy and utilize only organic food, both of these individuals have done everything in their power to further along the profit motive of Monsanto and the other biotech companies. And you might say, well, that doesn't make a whole bunch of sense, does it? It doesn't to me, but it just shows you that we have people that have that obviously are willing to sell their soul for a little power and a little money. To me, it's absolutely disgusting that you have the intelligence and the knowledge to know that it makes sense to eat organically grown food and local food when you can find it. But at the same time, if Monsanto wants to donate $2 million to your campaign, well, obviously, I guess I've got to be good to Monsanto and help them along. It's just absolutely insane, totally insane. But that's the way it is right now. So like we've said many, many times, the best vote that you can make is with your dollar bill. And I encourage everyone to go to the polls in a couple of weeks and vote. I think it's our not only our duty, but it's our privilege to be able to do that in so-called free society. But our freedoms are diminishing, and I think that we have to face. And the only way we're going to take back our freedoms is with our dollar, by not supporting the likes of Monsanto, Archer Daniel Midland's, Kraftco, Dean Foods, the big pharmaceutical companies. These are the people that have bought the government. And if we don't give them money, guess what? They will not have the money to buy the political candidates. Now, I'm sure that all of you who are listening right now are people that are presently on that kind of page and understand this. But the point is that we all have to be the ones to share the information with anyone who's willing to listen. That is the most important thing that we can do. So please definitely go and vote, but be very careful in terms of how you vote with your dollar. That is very, very, very important. And make sure when you can to buy things from farmers markets when they're available. It's absolutely it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So taking the power away from the corporations is the best thing we can do. Now, considering that we are running into, you know, the colder time of the year and people end up with sniffles and colds and flu-like symptoms, I'll share one very helpful suggestion that is very good. It's at your fingertips. If you feel like you're coming down with something, obviously, you know, load up on C from Nature, you know, our Immunomax or VirusSure, things like this are always good. You know, stay away from all the processed foods, which is a good idea for all time. But just to relieve symptoms, it can be very helpful to go to the drugstore and just buy good old Vicks VapoRub. I'm sure everyone's familiar with that. It's been around for a gazillion years. And it's just menthol. I mean, it's a clean product, actually. It's not organic, but, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. And you put it on your forehead. You rub it on your forehead, rub it on your chest and on your back, and then rub it on the bottoms of your feet, and then put a pair of socks on and go to bed. And in the morning, you will wake up, and you will be amazed at how much better you feel. So just put that in your little information packet, and I think that you will be very, very relieved of how easy it can be. Now, one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight that to me makes a whole bunch of sense is many people that I talk to are dealing with, you know, ongoing kinds of things. And of course, many people have seen improvements by changing their diets, by getting more exercise, by including a lot of, you know, of the whole food type superfoods from Purium. There's no doubt this kind of behavior really makes a difference. But some people, no matter what, it seems like they're still, you know, fighting an uphill battle. Well, I want to give you some quotes here, which, and then I'm going to extrapolate from these quotes and tell you something else that's that I've been studying. Norman Cousins, who most of you are probably familiar with, he was the noted editor of the Saturday Review, and he also taught at the UCLA Medical School. He's the one that basically healed himself through laughter. He had an incurable condition, and started watching Groucho Marx movies and was laughing so much that his symptoms all but vanished. So he is quoted as saying, "What we put into our minds can be as important as what we put into our bodies. Attitudes have a great deal to do with health. Negative emotions persisting over a long period of time can impair the immune system, thus lowering the body's defenses against disease." Now, more than 1,300 scientific articles have shown the influence of the mind on the immune system. And these have all been published between 1976 and 1982, over 1,300 scientific articles. That's pretty significant. Now, Bernie Siegel, who most of you are familiar with, I've certainly mentioned him before, and I'm very happy to call him a friend. He has a great book. Let me see if I can get... Hold on, I'm going to ask my wife to turn on this light. Nora, can you turn this light on? Thank you. I realize I'm sitting here in the dark. I'm trying to read something. So Bernie Siegel, who is the was a surgeon and a professor at Yale University School of Medicine, wrote in his book Love, Medicine, and Miracles. Now, if you have never read Love, Medicine, and Miracles, I strongly recommend you go and get the book. It's available at most libraries. I know you can get it on your Kindle. I know the terminology. I have no idea what that means, except I know it's some kind of tablet thing, and I guess you can download books from Amazon or whatever. You can buy it from Barnes & Noble. I mean, it's available. It's probably been out about 20, 25 years at this point, and it is a true classic. Published by Harper & Row in 1986, so it's over 20 years old. In the book, Dr. Spiegel quotes, "Other doctors' scientific research and my own day-to-day clinical experience have convinced me that the state of the mind changes the state of the body by working through the central nervous system, the endocrine system, and the immune system. Peace of mind sends the body a live message, while depression, fear, and unresolved conflict give it a die message." Now, Marion Sandmeyer wrote in an article that's been published, "If one accepts that mind and body are inextricably linked, it comes as no surprise that optimists have the edge on health. Psychologist Martin Seligman reports that optimists catch fewer infectious diseases than pessimists do and are less susceptible to serious health problems in middle and old age. Perhaps the most impressive and scariest evidence comes from an ongoing 50-year study, 50 years, that's a long time, of the health of 200 Harvard men. Working with noted psychoanalyst George Valiant and others, Seligman discovered that optimism at age 25 strongly predicted health at age 60. Beginning around age 45, the pessimists begin to develop more diseases of middle age and to suffer more severe symptoms than did their more upbeat counterparts. The immune system simply cannot withstand chronic gloom. In a large study of older Americans, his research team analyzed blood samples to find that pessimists actually had weaker immune activity than did optimists, regardless of their general state of health." Now, Bernie Siegel goes on to say, "The physical benefits of meditation have recently been well documented by Western medical researchers. It tends to lower or normalize blood pressure, pulse rate, and the levels of stress hormones in the blood. It produces changes in brain wave patterns, showing less excitability. These physical changes reflect changes in attitude, which show up on psychological tests as a reduction in the overcompetitive type A behavior that increases the risk of heart attack. Meditation also raises the pain threshold and reduces one's biological age. In short, it reduces wear and tear on both body and mind, helping people live longer and better." So, in a practical sense, you know, what does all of this kind of science tell us? Well, I think Bernie Siegel says it best. There is a mind-body connection. I think that's undeniable at this point. I think everyone, including the most skeptical people, recognize that one. And obviously, the diet that we feed our minds and the emotions that we feed our heart are going to have a significant impact. In fact, one of the areas that is most affected by emotions is digestion. So in other words, you can be using all organic food, you can be taking lots of the Purium superfoods, and if you're doing it in a stressful frame of mind when you're doing it, you're not going to absorb it or even digest it properly. So in other words, these things all have to go together. That is the secret. Now, one thing that is phenomenal about utilizing superfoods is the fact that, number one, they are concentrated, which means that you're getting high levels of nutrients with low levels of calories. So, in other words, it's just the opposite of the all-American diet, where you've got humongous amounts of calories and no nutrients. Well, when you have this kind of concentration in a food that we call superfoods, you're getting the essence of the food, the essence of the plant, which means that it is able to be digested and assimilated much easier and quicker than if you were to start chewing on, you know, a huge plate of broccoli, carrots, and other healthy things. So in other words, there is a huge advantage to being able to use superfoods, especially if you have a lifestyle that can be a little bit hectic sometimes. Because we've said this many, many times, that the last thing you want to do is eat under stress. And you can be feeling happy and still be stressed. You know, in other words, if you're trying to do three things at once, that obviously, you know, that doesn't work. But the point is that it is undeniable that there is this relationship behind the mind and the body. And so we need to be conscious of this so that we can better utilize what we're actually taking in, not only from a standpoint of our food, our physical food, but also our mental and emotional food. So in other words, we're getting the most out of it rather than wasting it. Okay, so that's crucial. Now, last thing I want to talk about here, and I'll be the first to admit that this is a little controversial for many people. And so I just warn you right up front. But there's mounting evidence that what I'm about to tell you is really very important. I think most, if not all, the people that are listening to this and who participate and utilize superfoods and try to have a clean, healthy diet, I think we all basically recognize that there are natural laws that exist. I think even the most cynical person would go along with the idea that the law of gravity exists. You jump off a building, you're not going to go up. You're going to fall down and probably hurt something or kill yourself if you're high enough up. Isaac Newton, you know, is the one who basically formulated his laws of physics, thermodynamics. You know, one was the cause and effect, one was gravity. And so, in other words, these are pretty undeniable. Everyone accepts them and recognizes that they're truth. Most people recognize that if you put your hand in a flame, fire, you're going to get burned. Okay, so that's cause and effect. Okay, so these kinds of things are very, very blatant and gross in understanding. It doesn't take a lot of subtleties to understand any of this. However, and so on the same line, if we are following and trying to be in harmony with these natural laws, obviously being in harmony with the law of gravity is survival, because, you know, if we go jumping off of tall buildings, we're not going to be in good shape, okay? And so obviously there's other natural laws that make sense. The idea that, you know, we want to try and be good stewards. We want to, you know, not pollute. You know, we want to be kind to each other. These kinds of things obviously make sense to many, many people. But there are psychologists now and sociologists who have done studies with different cultures and different societies. And what they've actually come up with, and this started out simply as scientific. There was nothing about this that was spiritual or religious or anything else. But what they came up with was the fact that what most people in Western culture are familiar with, what are called, you know, the Ten Commandments. This one psychologist actually says, you know, it would be better if they were labeled 10 rules for happy living rather than commandments, because no one really wants to be commanded, you know. And they're not designed, they're designed to help us be happy. That's really what they are. Well, if you, these sociologists have actually determined that utilizing many, many different types of religious customs and backgrounds that exist throughout the world over thousands of years, that all of these various traditions contain almost identical types of language like is found with the so-called 10 laws for happiness that we know as the 10 commandments. And so what a lot of people are not aware of or think about is that these statements of behavior that will lead to happiness are not up for negotiation. In other words, these are just as scientifically documented as is things like the law of gravity, like the law of cause and effect. Okay, so if you, we right now, we live in a society where basically not only have things like the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution been highly attacked, you know, in other words, they're not taken for what they originally were. I mean, you can just see by the types of laws that are being created and how people behave. But the same thing can be said about these so-called laws of happiness, you know, about not stealing, you know, about covetousness, you know, about, you know, trying to get something that's not yours, promiscuity. All these things are not designed to cause people pain. They are all designed to allow people to have a healthy, happy life. So, in other words, if we are caught up in a society where these have all been thrown into the gutter and people are living any way they want, because that's pretty much what's going on today, is, you know, do your own thing, have a good time, and they've just sort of disregarded all these various and sundry rules and formulas for living a happy life, then we are under the influence of all these kinds of people, even if we personally don't even like it. And so that kind of thing can actually cause a lot of stress internally. And so that's why it's very important to be clear with your own conscience in terms of how you're living your life, in terms of your own behavior. It doesn't matter what someone else is doing. It matters what we are doing. And so it's crucial that if we're going to be concerned about what we put into our mouths and eating quality food and spending money on organic food and superfoods and sharing these with other people, which is a wonderful thing to do by all means, because the world needs quality food. There's no question about it. But we also need to be living our own lives so that not only are we an example, but we are living in peace and harmony within our own conscience. That's the most important thing. A wise person once said, the only person you can change in this world is yourself. And if we change ourselves, we are changing many, many others, because our life becomes an example for other people to see and interact with. And it's powerful, folks. It's absolutely powerful. So, in other words, as Bernie Siegel says, you know, we want to be optimists. We want to think, you know, that the glass is half full, not half empty. But in order to do that, we have to do our best in keeping our own lives in harmony with all of these natural laws that have really been set down for our ultimate happiness, not to cause us pain, to eliminate pain. Because we all know that when we do something against man's laws or against nature's laws, we suffer. It's clear as that. And the idea of getting away with something, which a lot of people take, you know, find exciting, is not healthy for our own health, because it creates a lot of stress. And that's what we're trying to eliminate. So to recap, it really is easy. It's simple. It's simple to create a healthy life. But I'll be the first to admit it's not easy, because we are surrounded by environments and people and situations that don't necessarily acknowledge and understand what we understand. And so by being the example, and sometimes it's hard to be the example, because, you know, I mean, I can tell you myself, you know, that when I was in college, I found out, what I thought was a terrible, terrible hardship, I discovered that I was allergic to alcohol. Now, as a, you know, 18, 19-year-old kid, you know, in school, in college, you find out you're allergic to alcohol. I mean, you might as well just, you know, shoot yourself, right? Because, I mean, you know, going to all these parties and everything. Well, what I discovered is that I actually found a couple other people that had the same problems, and we all just started filling up, you know, bottles, like beer bottles, with ginger ale, and go to these parties, and we were actually having more fun than the people that were, you know, soused. But what we really noticed was the next day we felt great, and the rest of these people were all spending hours throwing up because they had, you know, drank a whole bunch on top of their pizza and everything else. So what really appeared to be a real hardship was an absolute blessing. And so what we ended up doing was not even filling up beer bottles with ginger ale. We just started going to parties and letting people know that we did not care to drink. And we also told people we were allergic to it, so that's why we didn't. But we found out we didn't need to, and we were having fun. And we actually found other people that liked that idea, because a lot of people were participating because of peer pressure, because they wanted to fit in. Well, we, three of us, gave people another reason, another group to fit in with. Now, of course, everyone didn't join us, but quite a few people did. So it just shows you the power that we can have as individuals to influence others' behavior. So don't ever minimize what you can do. And this goes for one of the best tools that you can use for sharing your Purium products. Because when people see that you're healthier and you're not coming down with the colds and the flus like everyone else is as often, then people are going to ask you, well, what are you doing different? And when people see you happy and contented and not stressed out, they're going to wonder, well, what are you doing? And that's when you can share with them when they ask. It's always best to let someone in on information when they ask you. People are always more receptive. So I hope you have enjoyed this. I certainly enjoyed putting it together, and it was a great reminder for me. I encourage everyone to, you know, always email me or call me if you have any questions or comments about what we talk about, or if you have any needs in terms of what you'd like to hear discussed on any of these calls. I'm always open to hearing, and I know Dave and Amy also are interested to know if there are subjects you would like them to talk about on the Wednesdays that they do the call. So I'm always available at askphpdoc@gmail.com or 800-962-LIFE, 800-962-5433. So it's been great being with you. I'm a couple minutes late, which I don't like to be, because we like to keep these to 30 minutes. So take good care. God bless. Go out and make everyone happy, and bye for now.